Are you brand new to Salesforce? Don't worry. This course will help you get started and learn your way around the application in no time. Meet Donovan. He is a brand new marketing communications specialist at AW Computing, a medium-sized company supplying office computing equipment to businesses. Donovan has never used Salesforce before and is excited to learn. We'll follow him as he learns how to access Salesforce, how to find and add information in Salesforce, and how to find out more about Salesforce. Donovan's account has already been set up by Rob Davidson. He helped Donovan set his password and security questions. Let's watch as Donovan logs into Salesforce for the first time on his own. Rob Davidson, the Salesforce administrator for AW Computing, mentioned when he set up Donovan's Salesforce account that he had enabled the new Lightning Experience for him. Lightning Experience is the latest user interface for Salesforce. It is designed to allow users to do more and be more efficient across all their devices. Not all Salesforce features are available in Lightning Experience. If you click on a link that points to something that is not available in Lightning, the page opens in what is called the Salesforce Classic interface in a new tab. Salesforce Classic is the Salesforce user experience immediately predating Lightning Experience. It is the one with the row of tabs across the top. If your administration has not enabled the Lightning Experience for you, you may want to view Getting Started Navigating Salesforce instead of this course. Donovan noticed that there is a lot of information that AW Computing keeps track of using Salesforce. He wants to understand more about what information is available and where to find it. Information in Salesforce is organized into objects and records. Each object is a category of records. Each record details a specific piece of information. For example, you have a record for John Smith, and it is categorized as a contact. Each object contains different information. Some of the common objects are accounts, an organization, individual, or company with an established relationship to your company. Contacts, any point of contact, individual, or influencer directly associated with an account and possibly one or more opportunities. These two objects would provide Donovan with information about the companies AW has sold to or worked with previously. Leads, any person, organization, or company that may be interested in working with your company, purchasing your products, or using your services that is not yet a customer. Opportunities, any potential revenue-generating sales deal or event that you want to track. These two objects would be a great place for Donovan to look for information about what companies or people are interested in purchasing products from AW Computing. Cases, a detailed description of the problems, questions, and feedback from customers. This is a good place to look for common problems customers are experiencing. If Donovan wants to see information about the sales from last quarter, he should look at reports and dashboards. Reports, a summary and analysis of the information in Salesforce. Dashboards, a real-time snapshot of metrics and key performance indicators. Dashboards are made up of groups of different charts, or components, that display report data. Donovan is also going to be spending a lot of time in campaigns. Campaigns, a marketing project that you want to plan, manage, and track within Salesforce. It can be a direct mail program, seminar, print advertisement, email, or other type of marketing initiative. Donovan can also find out information about what his counterparts in EMEA and APAC are working on by looking at his Chatter feed in Salesforce. Chatter is a collaboration tool built into Salesforce that helps you connect with other users to share business information securely and in real time. Now that you're familiar with the types of things you'll encounter in Salesforce, help Donovan answer the questions he has by matching the object to the question it answers. Now that Donovan has an idea what information he can find in Salesforce and how to log into Salesforce, he wants to learn how to find specific information in Salesforce, how to add information, how to modify information, and how to access Salesforce from his mobile device. Click on any of these three areas to follow Donovan as he learns about working in Salesforce. Donovan needs to find the information gathered at the trade shows AW attended. Unsure where to look, he asks Anna Bresson, one of AW's sales reps, for help. Anna mentions that she normally uses either search or list views to find records. Search is located at the top of the screen and is a simple way to find information in Salesforce. When you enter a search term in this field, you get results that include object records, documents, files, groups, topics, and people. Global search supports the use of wildcards. Use asterisk to match one or more characters, or question mark to match a single character. You can also use and, or, and not, parentheses, and quotation marks operators to refine results. A list view allows you to quickly view a specific set of records and some of the data associated with those records. List views allow for a greater degree of accuracy than global search, since they only display records for a single object, unlike global search, which shows many objects. Depending on the permissions your administrator has given you, you may also be able to create and customize your own list views. Now let's follow Anna as she shows Donovan how to use global search and a list view to find the records he is looking for. Donovan now knows two ways to search for information in Salesforce. Donovan has been working with a new contact at an advertising vendor. He needs to add her contact information to Salesforce. He is not sure of the best method to add records in Salesforce, so he asks Kara Ng, one of AW's support reps, to help him. New records can be created in Salesforce using two methods. Click New on the Objects page. Click New from one of the related lists. When adding anything new to Salesforce, it is best to search first and make sure that it has not already been added. When creating a new record, you must fill in any fields marked as required. These are marked with a red asterisk. If any of these fields are blank, you will not be able to save the record. Additionally, records in Salesforce can be related to other records. To do this, you search for the existing record in the applicable fields. The new record will then be listed in the related lists of the related record. This is helpful to keep records clean and help to avoid duplicates. Also notice there are some fields that show when you view the record, but are not editable. These fields are filled in with either system information, like the Created By field, or formulas and will appear when the record is saved. Now let's follow Kara as she shows Donovan how to create a new record. Donovan now knows how to add new records using two different methods. Donovan just got his company-issued mobile device and he wants to know if he can access Salesforce on it. He asks Rob Davidson, AW Computing's Salesforce admin, if he can do this and what needs to be set up on this device. Users can access Salesforce from their mobile device by installing the Salesforce One mobile app or navigating to salesforce.com on their mobile browser on a supported mobile device. Salesforce One brings all your records, chatter feed, and reports and dashboards straight to your mobile device. The Salesforce One mobile app is available on Apple mobile devices with iOS 8 or later, Android phones with Android 4.2 Jelly Bean or later, and can be downloaded from iTunes App Store, Google Play. Click on either button to download the mobile app from the corresponding App Store. Please note, you may need to get permission from your Salesforce administrator to log into Salesforce from a mobile device. Donovan has now installed the Salesforce One mobile app on his device and can access Salesforce from his phone. Donovan has been working with an advertising vendor that recently moved offices. He wants to update their account information in Salesforce to list the new address. He isn't sure how to do this, so he asked Kara Ng, one of AW's support reps, to show him how. You can modify existing records by simply clicking the Edit button on the record. Please note, depending on the security and access setting your administrator set up, there may be records you can view but not modify. Now let's follow Kara as she shows Donovan how to modify and create records. Donovan now knows how to modify an existing record. Donovan has made a great start learning Salesforce. He knows how to find information in Salesforce, how to add and modify information in Salesforce, and can access Salesforce from his mobile device. Before he dives into using Salesforce even more, he'd like to know where he can go to find more training and information about how to use Salesforce. He asks Rob Davidson if there is any place he can go to find more information. Rob mentions that the Salesforce Success Community is the best place to look. The Salesforce Success Community houses official documentation and training about Salesforce. It also provides a community where users can share experiences, pose and answer questions, and find local user groups. This community is open to all Salesforce.com users and can be accessed from the help link in Salesforce or by going to success.salesforce.com. Let's watch as Rob guides Donovan through accessing and using the Salesforce Success Community. Donovan is ready to get to work using Salesforce. He knows how to log in and out of Salesforce, what information is in Salesforce, two methods to search for information, how to add new records and modify existing ones, how to access Salesforce from a device, and finally, where to go to find more information on how to use Salesforce. Congratulations!